Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Chaos and cancellations after spike in virus cases. That's the Irish Independence headline. Pledge to find vaccine after virus spreads, says the Irish Examiner. And emergency team plans major increase in testing for COVID-19. That's just some of the headlines today. No doubt about it, coronavirus still the story that will dominate today. It's what you'll be hearing about. And why is that, you might ask? Well, the effects of the coronavirus outbreak have really hit almost every aspect of daily life at this stage, because we had 10 more Irish cases confirmed yesterday evening. Just in terms of the breakdown of the 10 new cases, 6 males and 4 females, none involved in community transmission though, and that's the type that's of most concern to public health doctors. 5 of the new diagnoses relate to travel from an infected area, 2 relate to hospital transmissions or possible hospital transmission, and 3 associated with close contact with a confirmed case. The health service though, look, it's trying to get on top of, grapple with the cancellation of hundreds of surgeries and also some outpatient appointments, people affected, but a number of other events also scrapped, from things like your festivals, your charity fundraisers. Trinity College Dublin shut its lecture halls with the move to online learning. Now, the Department of Education moved to issue a statement to regarding rumours that it was about to order the closure of all schools. Not the case. Banks may allow their mortgage customers to defer monthly repayments if the coronavirus causes massive economic disruption. That's the front of the Irish Independence headline this morning. But other drastic measures included things like a cinema chain announcing that every second seat will be left empty. And also there's new guidelines as well for wedding ceremonies out today. That's inside the Irish Independent this morning. These are the new guidelines just regarding ceremonies and also the cinema. Every second cinema seat will be unoccupied in a checkerboard pattern, and also in an effort to try and reduce capacity as well, hoping 50%. We hope to give cinema goers peace of mind when they attend the cinema. And the Irish Institute of Celebrants putting plans in place to prepare for wedding cancellations. Dr. Lorraine O'Brien of the IIC telling the Independent, we've issued guidelines which are mostly in line with the HSE's guidelines, but one specific element we're looking at is the hand fasting ceremony, where the hands of the couple are symbolically tied together. We're advising, though, on the method where the celebrant can do it without touching the hands of the couple. And there's more on that story inside the Irish Independent this morning. There's still huge amounts of coverage regarding coronavirus. Business as usual at Cheltenham Festival, though. That's one of the headlines inside the broadsheets today. And we want to know from you, as I mentioned a little bit earlier there, is it sensible or hysterical coverage at this stage? You can let us know your view on that this morning. The other story, though, that you'll be hearing about today is coalition talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because talks between the two sides on forming a government will get underway, and it's after a breakthrough, effectively, between the two parties came amid increasing fears in political circles over the coronavirus. Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin last night issued fairly identical statements saying their negotiating teams should now commence in-depth detailed talks, and the leaders also said they would continue talks with the Green Party, whose senior figures in both parties hope will join a historic coalition government. We'll have more on this story coming up here on Breakfast Briefing at around 20 past six this morning. A quick look at the tabloids though today. A court hearing leads the front page of the Sun this morning. Virus fear grips is the Hurl's headline. The Star, your move. Virus blow for sport. And Hall's hell, says the Mirror this morning. This is people's holiday plans last night thrown up in the air after Irish Airlines scrapped flights to Italy. We want to know, were you booked to go to Italy this year? Have you been affected? If so, we want to hear from you this morning. And just also on holiday plans, are you still planning to go on a holiday in the next couple of weeks? I know we've certainly postponed all plans for the minute just to see how things pan out, but we want to hear from you. You can let us know on Twitter as well this morning at BreakfastNT. The story that caught my eye this morning is the front page of the Irish Examiner. 23% of workers struggle to live. You may have heard this in the news bulletin, but if you're just joining us, this is a report to be launched today by TASC. It's the think tank for action on social change. And what they found is that almost one in four employees are struggling to live on low rates of pay in this country. And this new in-depth study also said that official statistics underestimate inequality levels in this country. In particular, for instance, inequality in different sectors is fairly stark. Like 23%, Ireland has the third highest prevalence of low pay in Europe. 23% of all workers in the wholesale and retail sector. 39% of all employees in the hospitality sector are low paid category workers. And another particular feature of this Irish economy also contributing to market inequality is the persistently high number of jobless households. And that's a story we'll be discussing in more detail coming up on News Talk Breakfast just after 7 o'clock this morning. Another story that caught my eye today. Interested in your view on this. Council mulls how to get more people to live over shops. This is Cork City Council looking to set to enlist the help of estate agents to better promote a scheme that they've designed aimed at encouraging more people to live over shops in towns and villages in the Cork area. And the move comes after an independent councillor, Ben Dalton O'Sullivan, got unanimous backing from colleagues when he said that many businesses have vacant upstairs space above their ground and their floor retail areas, which would actually be more appropriate to convert it into maybe one bedroom apartments. And he said to address the significant shortage in housing supply facing the country, he's urging the local authority and council in Cork to introduce a scheme whereby stairs space would be also assessed by using a housing officer to see if it's appropriate to use for people on the housing waiting list. And he told the council he was the council's trying to use a scheme which allows for a property owners to get a maximum €40,000 grant to do up these spaces and areas, in return then to lease them back to the council for a certain period of time to people on the waiting list. We're interested in your view on that story this morning. If you have a property, a retail space, and maybe even an empty upstairs that could be converted into a one bedroom apartment, would you be willing to convert it for €40,000 in return to lease it back to the local authority to reduce the social housing waiting list? We want to hear from people this morning on that today. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also, interesting interview, I should say, inside the Irish Independent this morning, page 11 of the paper. This is the leading Garda defence campaign to catch dangerous drivers. If they're speeding, they're really speeding. It's scary, says Superintendent Tony Lonergan. He was explaining what he described as a worrying trend where motorists are more compliant than ever with speed limits, but the offenders are breaking the laws by even greater amounts. He said that about 80% of drivers now caught speeding are travelling at least 20 kilometres above the speed limit for the area they're driving in. And it followed a review to make policing more effective. The Gardaí last month removed 575 speed van camera zones, but they added 903 different locations. And this brought the total number of speed van locations across the country to just over 1,300. Now, according to Superintendent Tony Lonergan of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau, he said that since the rollout of the new locations, significant high speeds were detected. He's quoted here in The Independent as saying, we've seen speeds of 129 kilometres per hour in a 60 kilometre zone in wet conditions, 124 in a 60 kilometre zone and 103 kilometres in a 50 kilometre zone. He said there have been significant high speeds detected in some of these new locations. So just as a warning to you if you're out on the roads this morning. Just staying with transport as well today, electric and hybrid bucked the trend of new car sales. This is new car buyers are now three times more likely to buy hybrid or electric vehicles by comparison to figures for 2 years ago. One in five new car purchases last month were electric or hybrid, and the rise in the popularity of these vehicles it comes though as sales for new cars slumped by 6.5% last month and over 7% over the first 2 months of this year. This is figures from the CSO published. They show the largest increase this year has been in hybrid cars. That's the petrol and electric or diesel and electric. And then a smaller rise in just purely electric vehicles. For instance, private cars dropped from 14,000 in February 2019 to 13,200 in February of this year. The new sales of hybrid and electric cars reached 2,384 in February, representing 18% of all car sales by comparison with just 6% last year. If you've made the move to a fully electric vehicle, we want to hear from you this morning. How are you finding it? And in particular, if you're using it for a cross-country method and also trying to use the charging points as well across the country. Just a couple of the other interesting stories online and in the papers this morning. The Times UK today, "Let them cry," that's the headline. Cole Comfort teaches babies self-control. Parents who let the babies cry it out when they refuse to sleep do no harm to the child and may be teaching them self-control, according to this new study. It suggests that new mums and dads often agonise over whether to comfort infants, and it advocates this attachment parenting. And they argue that failing to respond promptly risks damaging a child's bond with its parents. But this study tracked nearly 180 British mothers, and it found that those who often or occasionally let their babies cry themselves to sleep developed just as good relationships with their children as those who didn't. You can read more about that story on the front page of the Times UK this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Now, still to come, informal talks between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil on forming a government are likely to begin today. We'll have the details.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.